Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. Did you know it's almost Friday? Welcome, everybody, to your Thursday edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. It is March 7th, 2024. We are nearing spring break for those of us who celebrate, nearing a lovely little early spring weekend, too. But before we get there, we have got ourselves some more humidity to sift through. Yay, here's Shell.
So other than some wind here today, which will be blowing at you, 10 to 15, gusting to 25 from the south, pumping in moisture, pumping in the humidity, Thursday's kind of unremarkable for us. Temperatures are still topping off upper 70s, low 80s. What is interesting is there will be rain and thunderstorms and plenty of them in North Texas and Central Texas. In fact, by this evening, a few noisy storms could even allow us to see some lightning to the north after about 8, 9 o'clock. But in theory, they should stay out of the Brazos Valley. A couple showers by the evening. Our attention focuses out west, though, as we head into the night, because that's where we watch the chance for some storms to come rattling in on Friday.
Storms are expected out west. This is even west of I-35, somewhere in west central Texas, where we will see a dry line move eastward over the course of the day today. And then as it retreats back westward into tonight, boom, there you go, thunderstorms. And those will continue to move eastward over the course of the overnight and into the wee hours of the morning tomorrow. Two things we're going to be watching with that. How far south and east are they going to travel, and how well are they going to hold together through the overnight and into the early morning hours? There were a couple models earlier in the week that were pretty insistent that these were going to hold together and they were going to move far enough south to at least move into our northern counties. But everything we're seeing this morning, we are turning up pretty pessimistic. Right now, I think we're going to sleep pretty soundly tonight into the early morning hours of Friday. We'll, of course, be here to continue to watch that for you. That is window number one for some showers and thunderstorms. Window number two comes with this brief window that we will have until the more stable air arrives in a cold front, along with that, about midday tomorrow. There is a chance that we see some additional development. Some of these isolated thunderstorms could turn strong quickly, if they form. And like how we started this week, the if is the key word there. And that if is enough of a possibility that the Storm Prediction Center still has most of the area and that 2 out of 5 risk for severe weather, especially the northeastern half of the Brazos Valley. At the moment, I think that we are going to be just out of sync with daytime heating to really get any thunderstorms going, mainly because we'll be looking at that drier, more stable air rolling through by or even before lunchtime. But again, there is that window that I think will be worth watching. The good news is, whether we see any rain or thunderstorms or not, we're going to clear things out just in time for weekend plans. So, of course, tune into the pod tomorrow and we'll give you the very latest.
All right, so here's what's wild. Remember we topped off in 90 just 2 days ago, the first 90 of the year. It was hot. It wasn't quite March. By Saturday morning, it's going to feel 50 degrees colder. Wind chill values. Yeah, wind chill values. Anywhere from about, say, 37 to 42. That's what it feels like as you're getting up to hit the farmers markets, the t-ball games, the soccer matches, whatever you got going on for your Saturday morning. Temperature-wise, we should be in the mid-upper 40s. We got a cold front coming in on the other side of that rain and thunderstorm potential that Max was telling you about. And that's going to drop our temperature about 20 degrees between Friday and Saturday. Air temperature, not the feels-like temperature in that regard. Highs struggle to make just the low 60s by the afternoon. Factor in a wind blowing maybe as high as 30, 35 miles per hour from the north. And at times, it's going to feel colder. May only feel like the 40s for some of us for the first half of the weekend.
Real quick look at next week, since again, a lot of us get to celebrate spring break. Maybe some of us dreading it because the kids are at home now. Here's an idea. Tell them to go outside. At least the first half of the week next week looks pretty good. Looks pretty spring-like too. A slight chill in the mornings. Afternoon highs, we're going to get back into the mid to even upper 70s by the time we get to about the middle to later part of next week. So yeah, tell them go outside. Enjoy. Now, once again, hard to ignore some signals that are, in fact, bringing back some unsettled weather our way as early as Wednesday, kind of more towards the Thursday through Saturday timeframe. Of course, we will continue to fine-tune that as we get a little bit closer, but for at least the first few days of spring break, things are looking good.
Alrighty, friends, that'll do it here on this Thursday edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. We do still have some work to do for you to really get an idea of how rain and storms either try to or pitter out before they get to the Brazos Valley tomorrow morning. We'll keep you updated in the KBTX Pinpoint weather app, kbtx.com. And of course, we're back with you for the final day of the work and school week to get you tomorrow's version of the Pinpoint Podcast. Make it a great day. We'll see you back here on the next one.